What's with Peyton Manning? Well, you know, let me say this, is we're hopeful that Peyton comes back. And we want him back. As I said, after the season, we wanted him back. And we still want him back. You know, he has not given me a definitive answer of exactly what he wants to do. But, you know, we're hopeful he's going to come back. Well, he did. Obviously, anytime you finish a season, 6 weeks after the season, you're going to feel well. And I think that, you know, he told me about the physical that he went through with the doctor down in New Orleans and felt good of the results that came out of that. So, you know, physically, he was feeling much better. After 6 weeks out from the season, he was feeling much better when I had a chance to talk to him. Well, I mean, I think that, you know, the bottom line is I don't like to get into anybody's contract or discuss anything about contract. Just know that, as I said, you know, I believe he'll be back. And I believe that, you know, he'll be our quarterback next year.
John, last time the coaches spoke with us, they were getting acquainted with the roster personnel. What's that process been like as they get into scouting?
Well, I mean, that's what it's about now. I think that anytime you have a new staff, they have to get to know your football team and know our football team. And that always takes a little bit of time. Plus, you're on a shorter time frame, especially by the time we get here to the combine, because they didn't have the time. And once Gary and got his staff together, you know, we just finished that up last week. And so it's a process that takes time. And so they're getting to know our football team, and then they can have a better idea what they believe our needs are.
John, these days you're allowed to talk about legacy. With me, do you feel like that legacy is already intact about what it comes back from here?
No, I think with Peyton, obviously, you know, there's not much he can add to his legacy, but I do think the one thing that he can add is another Super Bowl championship. And I think, you know, with where Peyton is, as I told him in our meeting, I said, you know what, you don't need to throw for another yard and you don't need to throw for another touchdown pass because your legacy is going to be one of the all-time greats, as it is as we sit here now. But where he can really add to his legacy is to, you know, to win a Super Bowl. And I think, you know, that's our goal. And it's as it is for 31 other teams. But, you know, we feel like we got a real good football team. And you know, Peyton Manning is the best player for us. And so that's why we're hopeful that he comes back.
The fact that you did it a different way at the end of your career, not having to carry the team on your back, those discussions come up? Is he going to enter season at 39? Gary taking over the offense?
Well, we weren't allowed to talk about football because of the off-season rules. But I will say this. I says I do believe, having been through the, been through that part of my career and having played for Mike Shanahan at the time and played with his offense, that I do believe it's a very helpful offense. Peyton can fit in this offense very easily. And the thing is, it's a lot more dependent on balance. And so, therefore, you know, Peyton's hopefully not going to have to throw the ball 50, 55 times. And so I think for an older quarterback, it's a perfect system to be in. It's really a great system for any quarterback. But I think it's even more helpful the older you get.
John, how does the system fit CJ
in? I think it fits great. I think we saw what CJ could do last year, at the, you know, especially halfway on through the end of the year. And I think, you know, he came in and had a tremendous year for us. You know, he's a one-cut guy, and he's north and south runner, and that's what style offense this is. And so I think CJ will be a perfect fit for him. So I'm thrilled we still have him.
Rutgers fullback Michael.
You know, well, I think Monty just had a tough year with injuries last year. He had that groin injury and never really come back often. And so I still think that Monty is a very good running back, and it's just a matter of getting him in the right, you know, right spot, right position, have him be healthy, have him get some confidence. You know, this in this offense, we're going to use more than one back. And, you know, I believe that Monte can be, you know, very helpful to the football team and do good things for us.
Did you guys ever evaluate him coming out as a zone runner? I know that
Oregon
in-state quarterback.
Yeah, a lot of power, but we still think that, you know, Monte's still a north and south runner, and that's what any, really any running offense that is successful has backs that are running north and south, and that's what Monte can do. He can stick his foot in the ground and get north and south. So I don't think he'll have any problems adjusting to, you know, to the new offense.
Is the offensive line a priority for you this offseason?
I could tell you that, but I'd have to kill you. Mike, I'm not supposed to give you all my secrets here, right? I think that. You know, we are looking at our whole football team right now and setting our priorities as far as what we want to go into and into free agency as well as the draft, being here for the draft, and what our priorities are. Is the offensive line one of them? Yeah. You know, we'd like to get better there, but we'd like to get better in a lot of other places too. So, you know, we're going through all the options that we have and really looking at, the best way to use the dollars that we have in our budget through free agency. Well, I mean, I think that you never know until they get out there and do it. I think that it's a combination. It's not strictly zone, but that's part of it. We also have power and gap schemes within Gary's system. So, we're going to find out. But we also know that, we've got the people that can do it. And, we'll also look on the market, see what's available out there, try to create the best football team and create some competition. Well, I mean, that all comes down to where our budget is, and I think that the bottom line is I think our philosophy is to build through the draft and then add with free agency. We've just been fortunate in the fact that, we've been able to, in the free agency market, to be able to get some very good high-profile players, but they were both. They were very good football players and also high-profile, which may end up a little bit of a bigger splash. But, you know, we're always, no matter what it is, we're always going to try to get better as a football team. And stay within what the budget sells us to stay in, but try to find the right guys for the Denver Broncos.
So, what's your valuation going around year one, and how do you expect to go to change?
You know, I think Cody had a good year. He obviously, with the offense we have, it's tough to adjust. You know, out of college and coming into the offense that we ran last year, and there's a lot to that. And, you know, Cody worked his tail off and had a very good year. We have high expectations for Cody, and he's a big, fast, strong wide receiver that we really believe is going to be, helpful to us and help us win, because he's got the ability not only catch the ball, get open, but also it does a great job on fourth down. And has the ability to run after the catch. And so we have high expectations for Cody. When we were, obviously he didn't have the production that I'm sure he wouldn't have liked, he would like to have as well as us, but he took advantage of all the opportunities he got last year, and he'll get a lot more opportunities this year.
What are your expectations with the three more jobs? Being more aggressive, possibly bringing out even more out of Von Miller?
Well, I mean, I think, I'm thrilled with Wade coming back as our coordinator. He's a guy that's got a tremendous amount of experience, very knowledgeable when it comes down to defense. He's a guy that has experience calling defense. He's called over, I think he said, 270 games when we were talking to him. So he comes in with just a tremendous package of knowledge and the defense. I think we have the personnel to go both ways. I think it's going to be a smooth transition. You look at, DeMarcus and Von Miller on the outside and what we have as far as defensive linemen that they can make that transition. And I'm looking forward to it. You know, everywhere Wade's been, he's been very successful and always had a highly rated defense. We had that last year, and I expect him that, we're going to be that much better this year. Well, I mean, if you look at just what Gary did, I don't know exactly what they all are, but I know they broke a lot of records offensively with Gary and Rico and Brian being there last year. And so, but really, what I knew came from my history of Gary, having played with Gary, having played for Gary when he coached me, and just remained friends and watched him over time. That he's got a tremendous amount of knowledge, and we think we're like-minded thinkers, and I think that's what makes it. Even more exciting for me that he's here because of the fact of the way that he goes about things, whether he does things. He's the guy that, as I said, he's got three championship rings. And, you know, and he knows what it takes. And, you know, hopefully we can use that knowledge and take that next step. There's no rush. I told Peyton after the year that, you know, when I thought about it, I took my time. And, you know, when you think about what you want to do, take your time. And so he's got all the time he wants. He's got all the time he wants.
Two more for Grace.
What's that?
Will he be a head coach one
day? Adam Gase, yes. I think he'll be a head coach one day. I think. Adam did a tremendous job for us. He's a young guy that really works hard and you know, did a lot of things of blending what we did as well as what Peyton was used to doing and working with Peyton. And they had a great relationship. And so Adam really did a great, great job with us. And I anticipate, you know, him being a head coach very soon here.
Last one.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, for us, we're setting our what our process is going to be. And I hate to say that word. I know process doesn't go well around here. But, you know, we're now going through that. We're setting our priorities and trying to figure out where our budget is, what our budget is. We know that pretty much what that is. And so trying to fit where we're going to go. You really don't know what those numbers are until you get till the market opens and players get out there. And a lot of times players that have come this far want to go see what's out there on the market. And so, you know, we're going to do the best we can to plan and to fill in with the players that we want to fill, keep the players that we have, but also we have to do it and, you know, what's best for the Broncos.